Well, it's good to be with you on this feast of the baptism of the Lord. To any visitors, we are glad you are here to celebrate this great feast day and hope you will come back. We celebrate a memorable event in the life of Jesus, his baptism. The fact that he had developed into an adult that is pleasing to our Father. I would like to recount the gospel using all the information from the other gospels. So our gospel story starts with John beginning to baptize the candidates for the day. Scores of repentants were standing in line awaiting their turn when Jesus took his position in the back of the line of earnest men and women who became believers in John's preaching of the coming kingdom. Being engrossed with the details of baptizing such a large number of converts, John did not look up to see Jesus until the Son of Man stood in his immediate presence. When John recognized Jesus, the ceremonies were halted for a moment while he greeted his cousin in the flesh and asked, "But why do you come down into the water to greet me?" And Jesus answered, "To be subject to your baptism." John replied, "But I have need to be baptized by you. Why do you come to me?" And Jesus whispered to John, "Bear with me now, for it becomes us to set this example, that the people know my hour has come." After hearing this, John immersed Jesus in the water of the Jordan River. And as Jesus rose up, water trickling down his face, and the people were departing, they stood in the water, heard a strange sound, and presently there appeared for a moment an apparition immediately over the head of Jesus. And they heard a voice saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." A great change came over the countenance of Jesus. And coming out of the water in silence, he took leave of them, going to the hills to the east. Yes, this is a major milestone in Jesus' life. He is now an adult and will start his public work of doing the Father's will. How did Jesus grow up to be such a loving human? We don't know much about his youth. We know of his birth and his questioning attitude in the temple and his baptism. Scripture does tell us that he was like us in all things but sin. So Jesus had to choose between good and evil, just like we have to. So what do we know about Jesus? As Gaudium et Spes puts it, we know that he worked with human hands. He thought with human mind. He made choices with a human will. He loved with a human heart. Just like us, he had to seek the will of God in his life and decide how to live and what kind of person he would be. Jesus passed from infancy through youth to manhood, just as does each of us in every respect. He made petitions to the Father, just as we do. Jesus worked on our world as a carpenter and mastered the experience of living our mortal life. And when he had achieved the perfection of attunement of his will to the doing of our Father's will, then he begins his mission to illuminate our minds and to inspire our souls how to be loving and merciful in all of our interactions. Yes, Jesus' mission was to make it known that we can be loving and merciful to each other as our Father is to us. Jesus demonstrated that a human can reject sin and transform oneself to be a loving image of God. Each one of us are made in the image and likeness of God. Contemplate the true wonder of this truth. Think how much this means you are loved, that God created you in His image and likeness. Yes, you were made to love and be loved. God loves you and wants you to love as God loves, because God is love. You should feel the great love God has for you. Yes, you. You should also feel the great responsibility that comes with being made in the image and likeness of God. Love is what allowed Jesus to see each person in the true reality of their creation. If each person is the image and likeness of God, they deserve to be respected and loved, and that is what God expects of us. Now take a moment, and I'd like you to look at the people sitting around you. Go ahead, look to who's on your left, right, back, forward, whatever. You'll see those you love. You'll see the stranger. You'll see your neighbors. All of them are made in the image and likeness of God, and all of them are loved by God. You ask, what about the difficult ones? The ones who make our lives difficult? The ones who lie and steal? The ones who act like monsters? Are they made in the image and likeness of God? Yes, they are. We must remember, God never stops loving any person, no matter how evil they might act. God's will is that every person will turn back to Him. In Jesus' time, tax collectors were seen as traitors, for they worked for the Romans, collecting taxes that helped keep them in power. Jesus saw Zacchaeus, a chief tax collector, as a man created in the image and likeness of God, who, if called to goodness, would respond, and did. We are the ones who put up walls and not allow God's love to work through us. It is our mission to live and love like Jesus, just as that banner says. Jesus saw the image of God in each person He passed by in this life. We too must realize that each person we meet is made in the image and likeness of God. We must, like Jesus, love in a way that respects a person's freedom. What we know about God's love is that it is not vengeful. No, it is compassionate and forgiving. I know that each of us can improve and attune our lives and will to doing our Father's will, to be an image of God to others. So we must go out into the world, traveling down the streets of life, keeping the truth that every woman and man is made in God's image and likeness. Father Eric will close with a prayer after the Eucharist. I'd like to share an earlier version of that prayer. God, You feed us with the bread from heaven. May we hear your Son with faith and become your children in name and in fact. We ask this in the name of Jesus, the Lord. Can I have an amen?
As we do every year, either on the feast of the baptism of the Lord or the Sunday that's closest to it, we recognize those members of our parish who've been baptized over the past year, and we return the dove to them. So at this time, I'd like Alea Chanel Cash and her family, or part of her family, to please come forward. We also, of course, want to be able to promise to pray for them as well. And let's show them our encouragement, and again, let's promise them our prayers. Please stand. Let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Filled with the Holy Spirit, let us pray for those in need.
That the church everywhere may grow in holiness and be strengthened to bring others to know Jesus Christ, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That government officials will be moved to follow the example of the humble service set forth by Christ, we pray. For those suffering sickness, injury, or chronic illness, that they may know the comfort and surety of the Father's loving care, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God would unite and strengthen all Christians in the common thread of his undying love that sustains us all in his name, we pray. For all the baptized, including those baptized this past year in our parish, that we will always sense the font of Jesus' love for us and through the Holy Spirit remain faithful to our baptismal promises, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those who have died in Christ will behold his glorious kingdom in heaven, including Steve Romero and Ronaldo Romero Jr. We pray.
Lord, hear our prayers. Merciful God, we humbly ask that you hear these prayers we offer and grant them through your beloved Son, Christ our Lord.
Our preparation song is 643.
We belong to you, O Lord of our longing. We belong to you in our daily living, dying and rising. We belong to you in the waters of your mercy, when the old becomes the new. Souls united in the mystery, we belong to you. We belong to you, O Lord of our longing. We belong to you in our daily living, dying and rising. We belong to you. Filled with gifts and filled with goodness, Spirit breathing life into all who seek to find their purpose, we belong to you. We belong to you, O Lord of our longing. We belong to you in our daily living, dying and rising. We belong to you. When we share the bread you've broken with the many and the few, we are blessed and we are broken. We belong to you. We belong to you, O Lord of our longing. We belong to you in our daily living, dying and rising. We belong to you. We belong to you. We belong to you.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept, O Lord, the offerings we have brought to honor the revealing of your beloved Son, so that the oblation of your faithful may be transformed in the sacrifice of him who willed in his compassion to wash away the sins of the world, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift up to the
Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It
is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God, for in the waters of the Jordan you revealed with signs and wonders a new baptism, so that through the voice that came down from heaven we might come to believe in your word dwelling among us, and by the Spirit's descending in the likeness of a dove, we might know that Christ your servant has been anointed with the oil of gladness and sent to bring the good news to the poor. And so with the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth, and before your majesty, without end, we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We eat this bread. When we drink of this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Daniel, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who please you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and for my divine teaching, we dare to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant your peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other a sign of God's loving peace.
Jesus, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Jesus, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Jesus, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
communion song is 604. Oh, let all who thirst, let them come to the water, and let all who have nothing, let them come to the Lord. Without money, without stripes, why should you pay the price? Except for the
Let us pray. Nourished with these sacred gifts, we humbly entreat your mercy, O Lord, that faithfully listening to your only begotten Son, we may be your children in name and in truth. Through Christ our Lord. There will be no weekday masses this week here at St. John's because the pastor will be on vacation. In just 3 weeks, we'll be beginning our new mass schedule. And we do realize, as parish leadership and myself, that this is a difficult transition for probably more than just a few people. We do realize that some people may be disappointed or maybe even hurt. But again, we emphasize that the decision was a difficult one, but it's one that we believe truly to be for the best of our parish. So it's a call for us to pray for one another, and opportunity for us, again, as well, to pray that we can come together as a parish family and be strengthened in our faith in Jesus Christ, and then, of course, share that faith with others and help invite them and bring them in to our parish. And finally, we have extra books still left over from Christmas, so even if you already got a copy, please feel free. There should be still some copies left to share with friends, family, neighbors, coworkers, whomever you'd like to give it to. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Baptized in water, sealed by the Spirit, cleansed by the blood of Christ our King, heirs of salvation, trusting his promise, faithfully now God's praise we sing. Baptized in water, sealed by the Spirit, dead in the tomb with Christ our King, one with his rising, freed and forgiven, thankfully now God's praise we sing. Baptized in water, sealed by the Spirit, marked with the sign of Christ our King, born of one Father.